You're listening to But Wait, There's More. This is our Faith Made Clear series, short conversations where we believe clarity is kindness and kindness starts with truth.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about a topic that is both deeply personal and it is widely debated. We're talking about sexual identity and desire today. I'm not here to argue with culture. I have no desire to win some kind of online debate. We're here just wanting to understand what the Bible says and how we follow Jesus in an area where so many people wrestle. My hope is to offer clarity and compassion as we think through who we are and what it is that God calls us to do. So let's begin here. The Bible starts with identity. In Genesis 1:27, it says that God created humanity in his image, male and female. And that means gender isn't something we decide, but it's something that we receive. It's part of God's design. It's woven into creation from the beginning. And sexual desire then flows out of that design. It's a good gift. It's meant to draw a husband and a wife into the covenant of marriage. And that's what we see in Genesis 2. It's what Jesus reaffirms in Matthew 19. But like every part of human life, desire has been affected by sin. Sometimes our desires line up with God's plan, but sometimes they don't. When desire steps outside of God's design, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual, it leads us away from what's good and it leads us toward what's broken. And the Bible calls us to trust that God's way is not only right, but it's the best, that his design leads to human flourishing, even when it's hard for us to understand or to follow in our life. Now, you and I know that desire is powerful in our lives, but we need to remember that it's also not ultimate. It's something to be guided, not something to guide us. And the world, it often tells us that whatever we feel is what defines who we are. But Scripture says something entirely different. It says that our identity comes from being created by God and redeemed by Christ. Desire describes what we experience, but it doesn't define our identity. Discipleship means bringing all of who we are, including our feelings, including our attractions, including all of our longings, under the leadership of Jesus. It means trusting that his Spirit can help us live in a way that honors him. The reality is, gospel doesn't erase desire, but the gospel does reorder our desires. It points us toward a better way to live and a better way to love. Now, the church has to be a place where truth and grace meet always. We don't want to shy away from what Scripture teaches, but we also don't want to turn away from people who struggle, because every one of us needs the same grace and the same truth. So we're to walk patiently with one another. We listen, we encourage, we remind each other that obedience isn't about losing something. It's about finding life in Christ. Our culture says to be authentic is simply to follow your feelings. But Jesus calls us to be authentic by following him. Real freedom isn't found in doing whatever we want. It's found in trusting the one who made us. So here's our takeaway. Gender is part of how God made us, and sexual desire is something he calls us to steward in our lives. Our identity isn't in our attractions, it's found in Christ alone. So let's be a church that speaks truth clearly, that loves people deeply, and helps one another to walk faithfully. Hey, thanks for listening today. If this conversation brings up for you anything, whether it be questions or pain, I want you to hear you don't have to carry that alone. God doesn't want you to. He meets you with grace, and his people are here to walk with you. Until next time, let's keep learning to follow Jesus together.